thank you for joining us today. You're listening to the podcast from The Gathering Place in Pineville, Louisiana. My name is Kevin Williams, and I'm joined here today by Lori Lopez. And we just wanted to get on here and just to share for a couple of minutes today. We have, as a church and as a worship team, just have recently released a project called Kingdom Reign. It's our first live album, a live release, and just feel like it just captures just our corporate worship time so well. And so it was it's a blessing just to be a part of just this project and just worshiping continually, weekly, with our body. But today we wanted to share a little bit about what the Lord was doing in the midst of some of those songs, how they came about, what the Lord was speaking in that time. And so these are, I guess, for lack of a better word, song stories. I wanted to really talk about one song in particular for this podcast. And it was a song that was written last year, actually, around Christmas time, called The Riches. I want to open up with Ephesians chapter 1, verses 16 through 19. It says this, the words of Paul, "I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and his incomparably great power for us who believe." And just going, and I remember around Christmas last year, actually it was Christmas Day. It was, I think we were at our house, my family, and it was sometime in the afternoon. And I remember reading through Ephesians and just seeing this, over and over again, just this idea of the riches of the grace of God or the riches of the glory of God. And it's amazing in Ephesians 1, and Ephesians 2 and 3, and there are passages where Paul talks here about the riches of God's grace that he has lavished on us. Or in Ephesians 2, that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us. Or in Ephesians 3, where it says that out of his glorious riches that he will strengthen us with power. And just really wanting to respond to that, really not so much even corporately then, but just, I remember sitting there reading these passages by myself and just wanting to respond to the Lord that, yes, I mean, the riches of his loving kindness, these are the things that I want to respond to. Just writing a chorus which just said this, And it might have taken some slightly different forms just as they were being revised, but just we feast on the riches of your loving kindness. We revel in your grace, Jesus, with lasting joy you saturate us. Desire of the searching heart, we marvel at how wonderful you are. I remember just sending that chorus to Lori, and then just the start of a verse, was that the same day that I sent that to you?
No, I think you sent me the maybe the first two lines of the chorus one day, and then maybe a few days later, you know, you were still working on it, and then you sent several verses or starts to verses and a more completed chorus. I remember getting that and just being so excited that you had, you know, almost written a complete song, and it was the holidays, so we hadn't had any time to do any co-writing
sure,
or anything.
Yeah.
But I was excited to see that, you know, that you were writing and taking the lead in the lyric portion.
Because that's not something that I normally do. You're really more of the lyric writer, and I kind of come behind you and maybe put some music or melody to the lyrics that you've written. But really, one thing that the verb in the chorus on "we feast on the riches of your loving kindness." The word "feast" is not really something that we I mean, you know, I don't say that I'm going to go to McDonald's today and feast. I mean, these are not things that, it's not what we normally say, but just, but, you know, just thinking about just when you really look at, you know, at what Paul talks about in terms of, you know, what are these riches? Man, they're all encompassing. This is the grace of God lavished. This is the loving kindness of God lavished upon us. And really, it calls for just a stronger verb than we partake. You know, in Colossians 2, 16 and 17, and actually the word, Paul makes this encouragement to the church. He says, so don't let anyone condemn you for what you eat or drink, or for not celebrating certain holy days or feasts or ceremonies or Sabbaths. It says, for these rules are only shadows of the reality yet to come, and Christ himself is that reality. And so I'm just, of all these things here on earth that we could feast on, you know, and he lists those things, you know, in terms of what we do, but that these things all point us to the reality of Christ, that as we look to him, that all of the desires of our hearts are fulfilled. As we look to him, he sustains us. On the pre-chorus of the song, it says, we no longer seek what doesn't sustain, for there is a banquet, a table that's been made. And this reminds me of Isaiah 25, where this is a prophetic passage just speaking of what will come. And it says in verse 6, on this mountain the Lord Almighty will prepare a feast of rich food for all peoples, a banquet of aged wine, the best of meats and the finest of wines. On this mountain he will destroy the shroud that enfolds all peoples, the sheet that covers all nations, for he will swallow up death forever. The Lord will wipe away the tears from all faces. He will remove his people's disgrace from all the earth. The Lord has spoken. In that day, they will say, surely this is our God. We trusted in him, and he saved us. This is the Lord. We trusted in him. Now let us rejoice and be glad in his salvation. And so my prayer for this song is, as we're going to play it in just a minute, is that this would point us in the direction of just reveling in the grace of Jesus and just being consumed with who he is and coming to the realization that this banquet, that this table has been laid out for us, and we have been called to come, eat, drink. You know, it says in Isaiah 55, come eat and drink, come buy food and wine without cost. And so we can do that today. So let's just respond to that today, and just so this is kind of what the Lord was speaking in that time, but also too is very much still speaking today to all of us. I want to pray, and we're just gonna worship through this song and listen. Jesus, I thank you today for your loving kindness. I thank you for your grace that has just been poured out upon us in abundance. Lord, today, bring us to just a deeper understanding of that. Lord, may it just find its way into our spirits and just take hold, God. Lord, and as we see that, Lord, we will respond in just lavish worship and extravagant worship. Lord, but because of who you are, Jesus, because of the incomparably great power that you have given to us, the riches of your grace. So Lord, we love you, and we respond in kind by marveling at you and how wonderful that you are, as the lyrics of this song say. Lord, so be honored. We love you, and we worship through this song. Amen.
Day, you are the water, quench quenching the thirst of all who would come. In the hunger that aches, you are the manna, filling our souls with what satisfies. We no longer seek, we no longer seek what doesn't sustain. For there is a banquet, a table that's been made. We feast on the riches of your loving kindness. We revel in your grace, Jesus. With lasting joy, with lasting joy, you're saturated. Searching heart, we marvel at how wonderful you are. In the middle of the loss, you are the Father, speaking your words of healing and rest. In the battles of the victory you share. We no longer see what doesn't sustain. For there is a banquet, a table that's been made. Yes. With face on the riches of kindness. Yes, Lord, we rest.